The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello and welcome to Happy Hour, the first one in 2019. It's wonderful to have you all here. My name is Nikki Mirgafuri, and we've been doing Happy Hour now for over a year. I forget when we started, but it's been a while, and it's one of my favorite things to do, to come and share this these practices of the heart. So, how many people are new to Happy Hour? A show of hands. Great, fantastic, great, welcome. So, no previous experience necessary. Whatever you need to know will be shared with you during this hour of practice. And I'll share with you what the structure is ahead of time so you know what to expect or not to expect. So each time we share one of the practices of the heart, the emphasis is on one of the practices of the heart. I usually say a little bit about it, just a little bit. And then the main part of our time together is a guided meditation, which usually lasts for about half an hour. And before I start that, I usually ask you to get things, to props, to sit comfortably, especially if you're new, don't be shy. And after that, we'll have some more practices and time for question and answer. And an hour can go pretty quickly. So also to say that in the guided meditation that I will offer, you do your best. You might be inclining your heart into kindness and goodwill, and the opposite might come up. You're not doing it wrong. It's okay. Our minds have a way of their own. The crux of this practice becomes being kind to whatever comes up, even if it's what you do not expect, even if it's what you do not want. You're here to cultivate kindness, and oh, this argument you just had with someone last week or 10 years ago just comes up in this moment, and it's okay. It's all right. You're not doing the practice wrong. If anything unexpected comes, then your task, then your practice in that moment becomes meeting that with kindness. Instead of meeting it with, go away, I hate you, I hate myself. Instead of that, oh, just meet it with kindness. It's okay, it's all right. Can you make space for it? Can you breathe with it? Does that make sense? As a precautionary, okay. And another aspect to remember while you practice this is it's not so much in detail exactly following the instructions, but having kindness. If it means having kindness to yourself in whatever way that expresses itself to you, because that's the goal, cultivating kindness, cultivating goodness. And it might take different shapes and forms for you during the practice period. So just want to offer that as a way to hold the practice period. It's not so much, oh, I have to do exactly that and I'll get a grade. No, it's your practice. It's your time to cultivate kindness, goodness, however that will show up for you during the guided meditation. Okay. So without further ado, I'm going to get into it and guide you in a meditation. And before I do that, this is a time I'm going to ask you, especially if you're new, this is a good time if you like to get more props for your back, for your feet, especially if you're short. It's good to have something under your feet so that your feet can be flat on the floor and not on your tippy toes. And if you need something for your back, please go ahead and get something. And as you come to sitting position, I'm going to ask you to move a little bit, actually. Wake up your body a little bit. Wake up your body back and forth, your torso. Just moving with kindness. Just seeing what this body needs right now. What does this neck need? What does this arm need? Just with kindness. Just, hello body. Hello dear body. Thank you. just starting very simply with a simple appreciation to your body, to this body that is you. And then settling on center of your gravity, maybe allowing your eyes to gently close, allowing your back to be straight so that you have sense of structural integrity in your body, but not so much forcing it up. Perhaps imagining that there is a magnet on the top of your head pulling up, and without even trying, your body straightening out vertebrae by vertebrae. And you can relax your muscles. Your body's naturally being held up. Now you can relax your muscles. Completely relax, soften, let go. The more we can relax the body, the more the mind can relax. If the body is tense, the mind will be tense. So I'll offer a very brief body scan of some sort, just to settle and arrive more fully. I invite you to notice, bring attention, awareness to your face. See if you're holding any tension. Relax and soften. Your forehead. Your eyes. Let your eyes relax and rest in their socket. Relaxing your face, your cheeks. Letting gravity pull down. No need to hold up a particular facial gesture or a mask. Just let gravity pull down. Be in charge. With the next out-breath, relaxing your jaw. Maybe allowing your jaw to fall open a little bit, even your mouth. We often hold so much tension in our jaw. Relaxing and softening the tongue, the ears, the chin. Now moving down, touching your neck and shoulders with your attention, with your awareness. And with the out-breath, softening, relaxing, letting go, dropping. If you notice you're holding yourself up, if you're holding up your shoulders, it's relaxing. Moving down to your arms. And your hands softening and relaxing. Allowing gravity to pull down on your arms, on your hands. Letting go, as if giving up any tension, any tightness. Giving it up to the earth. And now moving down from your neck to your chest. With the in-breath and the out-breath, softening, relaxing, allowing the breath to move in and out on its own. Nothing for you to do. Softening and relaxing the abdomen. Noticing if you're holding your abdomen tight. Letting it move in and out on its own, expanding and contracting. You don't really breathe. The breath breathes itself. So allowing the breath to just move in and out on its own. All you do is just to be aware that it's happening. That's all. And with every out-breath, letting go some more, sinking in more deeply into your body. Into being present in this moment, in this body. Relaxing, softening your back, upper back, lower back. The sit bones, your bottom, the groin area, if you're holding any tension there, let it melt. Let it melt as if a block of ice. Your upper legs, your lower legs, and your feet. Giving up, letting go. Imagine it melting, your legs melting into the earth. Imagine, see your whole body melting. Relaxing, softening, and with every out breath, there's more sinking into the body. More melting, softening, not holding on to. Opening. Allowing the breath, noticing that the breath is moving in and out on its own. Expanding and contracting the belly, expanding and contracting the chest on its own. Nothing for you to do. Just notice that the breath is moving in and out. Checking in. Again and again with your body to make sure your body is completely relaxed and at ease. Checking in with your forehead. Notice if you're tightening your forehead, you're trying to focus or meditate using your forehead. You'll get a headache that way. Relax, soften, soften, soften. The gentle way is the fastest way for the mind to settle down and calm down. Now bringing your awareness, the center of your gravity to your belly, to the lower diaphragm. Gently noticing the breath as it moves in and out. One breath at a time. Allowing the body to be soft. Whole body relaxed, receiving this breath, receiving. Receiving the in-breath, receiving the out-breath. And now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind the image of someone that you care about, you're grateful for in your life. Maybe someone who made you happy over the holidays with an act of kindness. Could also be a child in your life. Could he also be a pet? Someone with whom you have an easy, uncomplicated relationship. Anyone would do for the purpose of this exercise. Perhaps someone that when you think about them, you feel safe. Maybe a smile shows up on your face. Maybe you feel at ease, comfortable. You feel yourself. Bringing the image of this being to mind. This child, this pet, this person. And as you bring their image to mind, see what comes up in you, what comes up in your heart. Notice what feelings come up in you. And as you connect both with their image, with the felt sense of this being, number one, and number two, with the feeling that arises in you when you conjure up their image, their felt sense, as vividly as possible. The feeling that comes up in you, that is loving kindness, that feeling of goodwill, that feeling of care. Feeling of friendliness. In Pali, it's metta, kindness, goodwill. And as we incline our mind more and more to that, it grows in our heart. This feeling, both for others and ourselves. And we start where it's easiest. We start this practice where it's easy. So keeping an image of this being in your mind's eye as vividly as you can. Maybe imagine them in their home or natural habitat or wherever they are. Maybe if it's a kid, you imagine them happy, jumping up and down. Or if it's a pet. Or if it's someone that you're close to, maybe you can see them sitting right in front of you, as if they were right in front of you. How you would feel if they were sitting right in front of you right now, facing you, very close. Conjuring up their felt sense. And with your eyes closed, again see what feeling comes up in you as you imagine them. Conjure them up. And from this place of goodwill, from this place of friendliness, care, warmth, safety, whatever it's coming up in you, from this place, wishing them well. I'll share the classic phrases of metta, or loving kindness, with you. And you can silently say them in your mind, recite them for this being. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you be happy and have joy in your heart. Again, keeping their image in front of you. The third sentence. May you be healthy and strong. And last one. The fourth, may your life flow with as much ease as possible. I'll repeat the four. Could add their name to the end of it if you wish. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. So and so. May you be happy and have joy in your heart, dear so-and-so. May you be healthy and strong, dear so-and-so. And may your life flow with as much ease as possible, dear so-and-so. And reciting them in your mind, silently. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, connecting with the image, felt sense of this person. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear one. May you be happy, have joy in your heart, dear one. May you be healthy and strong, dear one. And may your life flow with as much ease as possible, dear one. Repeat the phrases one more time. I'll say the short form this time, somewhat abbreviated. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Keeping the image of them, the felt sense, up as clearly as you can, so you keep connecting these sentences, directing this goodwill to them, and noticing the feeling that comes up in your heart, in your mind. Repeating the phrases to keep the continuity of the practice. And some people like to put a hand in the middle of their chest, their heart center, or two hands, to connect really with the good wishes that they're sending to this other person, to this being, to really connect with your own goodwill. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Continuing on your own for a few minutes, and noticing what is needed. If the image gets faded, your connection is faded, conjure it up more strongly. Use your imagination. And staying with the phrases. Connecting, really connecting the phrases to this being that you care about. Wishing them well. Sharing your goodwill. Connecting your heart's goodwill. Recognizing your own goodwill for this other being. Safe, happy, healthy, ease. You can connect the phrases or the words with the rhythm of your breath, if you wish. Safe. Happy. Healthy. is. Connecting to the goodness that's present in you, in everyone. Safe. Happy. Healthy, ease. And now I'd like to invite you to take the perspective of this being that you've been wishing goodness for, and see yourself through their eyes as if you were looking through their eyes and seeing you. How do you see? How do they see you? How do they see you? Do they see you with affection, with care, with admiration, with love? Let yourself be seen that way. Sometimes the step can be hard, but get out of your own way. Who are you to get in your own way and not let yourself be held or seen with eyes of love or care? And now, coming back to your own perspective, letting yourself receive, letting yourself be seen, receive care, be held in the gaze of kindness, the kind eyes of the other. Allow yourself to soak up this kind gaze, this kindness that's coming your way. To soak it up as if a sponge. And now imagine that this dear being is wishing you well and saying the phrases of metta, loving kindness, for you. Imagine them saying, and you just receive, them saying, may you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. Inserting your name, dear so-and-so, and you just receive it. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear one. May you be happy and have joy in your heart. Let it land, let yourself receive it. May you be healthy and strong, dear one. Let it land, receive this good wish, this goodwill. May you have as much ease as possible in your life, dear one. May your life unfold with ease, dear one. Let yourself receive it. Let it soak in. If there are buts, say thank you. But no thank you. And just stay present and receive the goodwill. Just receive. Imagine this dear being saying, may you be safe. May you be safe. May you be safe from inner and outer harm, dear one. Your job is just to receive. Let it land. Soak it up. Really feel it. Let yourself shower in the goodwill. As if it's a rain pouring over you. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you be happy and have joy in your heart. Receiving it. May you be healthy and strong as much as possible. Receiving, receiving. And may your life flow with ease, unfold with ease as much as possible. And now for the last minutes of this practice period, imagine you and your dear being in a circle of giving and receiving. May we, and you can recite this silently, may both of us, may we, so they're wishing it for you, you're wishing it for yourself, or both of you, you're in this circle of giving and receiving goodness. May we both be safe. May we both be happy. Imagine them saying it with you, holding you in this goodwill. You're both in the field of goodwill together. May we both be healthy. And may both of our lives unfold with ease. May we all be happy. May we all be safe. May we all be happy. May we all be healthy. And may we all have ease. And now extending this good wish, this goodwill to the we, to all the people in this room and all the people listening later on Audio Dharma and all beings everywhere. May we all be happy. May we all be safe. May all of us enjoy safety. May all of us be happy and have joy in our hearts. May all of us be healthy and strong. May all of us have ease. It's feeling the sense of goodwill spreading through the room. May all of us here and beyond have goodness, taste goodness and happiness. So what I'd like to offer next is an interactive loving-kindness exercise, which complements the first practice of sitting and practicing on your own with your eyes closed. And the second practice is more interactive. It's still a practice, so we're going to be doing it as a formal practice. I'll give you instructions as to how to do it. So in a moment, you'll get into small groups of three, and the way you'll practice is as you are listening to the other person, to other people speak, you're holding a space of kindness interactively. You're holding a space of kindness. What does that mean? You're listening with kindness. They can't say anything wrong in this exercise. Just you're listening attentively with your whole body, so you're giving them your full attention. And giving somebody else our full attention is actually the biggest act of kindness, right? Just completely listening and being present. So you're completely present. And if judgments come, you say, thank you, no thank you. Just receiving, holding this person who, just like you, is another human being and just wants to be happy and has trials and tribulations, just like you. So you give them your full attention, okay? And you stay embodied. As much as possible, you stay embodied. What does that mean? You try to feel your body while you're listening, and that's not very hard. Let's practice right now. As you're listening to me, can you feel your bottom on the cushion or the chair? Can you feel your bottom as you hear me? Not too hard, yeah? You can, okay? Can you feel your hands as you're listening to me? Can you feel your hands? Yeah? Not very hard, right? Okay. So staying embodied, you can stay embodied, feeling your bottom, feeling your belly, breath, you're just coming back to the body, staying embodied, not going, going far away, okay? So as you're listening to other people, staying embodied, giving their your attention and kindness, right? As if they could say nothing wrong. And when your turn comes to speak, trying to stay embodied, even though it's a little harder to stay embodied when you speak, but it's okay, just try. And share whatever you like to share from your heart. You don't have to say anything you don't want to say. Knowing that the people who are listening to you are holding you in kindness, you can say no wrong. And it's a monologue. You're not going to be interrupted. Nobody's going to say, yeah, me too, aha, let me tell you. Like, you have a minute just to say your piece. And also that frees up the people who are listening from thinking about what to say and aha. You just silence. Practice. It's a very interesting exercise for those of you who've done it. It can be a wow moment. Is it clear? Instructions are clear? So as you're listening, you stay embodied, you give your full attention, hold a space of kindness, you don't interrupt at all. You just listen. Okay? Gift of your attention. And as you're speaking, you stay embodied and you say whatever is true for you for about a minute. Okay? Clear? Any questions about the instructions? So we'll get into groups of three, and it's best if you're all in a chair or all on the floor to be on the same level, groups of three, and the prompt is, what was this guided meditation like for you? It's just, you can say anything. There's no right or wrong. You can say, I fell asleep, I couldn't concentrate at all, there's no wrong answer. You're just saying something about your experience, or it was wonderful, amazing, I felt this great love for my dog. You know, it could be anything, right? No right or wrong. It's just it's an interactive practice. Does that make sense? Okay? So please, go. And if you came here with someone, get into a group with someone you don't know. Back to the big group. Thank you, partners. Thank your partners. And let's come back to the big group. Okay, great. So, we have some time left, a few minutes for sharing your reflections. What was that like? Either the first part, the practice, the guided meditation, or the interactive practice? What was that like? And any reflections that came up for you, or any questions about the practice, questions, comments? Please.
Well, I do this online because I'm so far away, and I came here tonight to get the sense of community, mm-hmm. and that's what I miss. I do it every morning, but it's just nice to be with people. You can really feel it.
Nice. Lovely. Thank you for that. Yeah. What else? Don't be shy. There was a lot of talk in you guys.
I just was noticing, I've learned a little bit about being mindful in conversations. And it makes me very nervous to do that. Because I think people have a tendency to over-talk each other and want to relate and talk, oh, me too. And I think that I'm so used to connecting with people like that, that to sit back and just let that space be there is very nurturing, but also very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But it's something I want to practice more.
Great. So, yeah. Lovely. Thank you for naming that. I appreciate both how you used the word nurturing, because it is nurturing. It's relaxing, right? Both the person who's speaking can relax, isn't there, not being interrupted? And it's just the nervous systems can relax. And it's also unfamiliar. So it's all like, oh, is this okay socially? This feels uncomfortable. Anything that's different can feel a little awkward at first. But yeah. Hang in there. I'm so glad you see something you want to cultivate in 2019. Please.
Hi, I just wanted to thank you for tonight. It's been a beautiful experience. Mm-hmm. This is my first time at Happy Hour. And your voice was just so soothing and beautiful.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
I really appreciated it, and I didn't even realize how out of my body I've been through some personal things going on in my life, mm. and to be present and to remember who I am, and I was very emotional. Tears were coming down my face, and then the part when my dear one was saying kind things to me was like so powerful, you know, to really remember who I am and to slow down in life. So it was beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. Thanks for coming tonight.
Thank you.
Other reflections? Do I see a hand?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes, behind you. Great.
Thanks. Hi. Unfortunately, I fell asleep.
It's recorded. No worries.
Thank goodness. And that's happened before, and I get a little disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
But then with the second part, I felt like I learned something really surprising. So I felt like it's a win-win anyway.
Yeah.
And that was that in the listening part, I found a real freedom from my mind, because... Mm-hmm. you had told us that we didn't need to say anything. And I think often when I'm listening to people, I really am, especially with my friends and even with strangers, I really am trying to hear them, and often feel a responsibility to help, offer guidance or an opinion even. And it's just so nice not having to do that, and just really relaxing and free to just hear what they had to say and then really, in some respects, let it go.
So that
was a really nice insight for myself. Thanks.
Lovely. Thank you. And I appreciate this point being brought up about giving the gift of our attention to the other person and not trying to problem solve or give feedback or, you know, whatever, or show that we're smarter. Our gift, the gift of our presence is all that's needed. It's a huge gift, the full presence, just listening. And it's so freeing. It's really freeing and nourishing. Freeing and nourishing. It's beautiful. Thank you. And regarding the falling asleep part, that it is, you use the word disappointing. Yeah, it can be that, and it can be just recognizing that the body is tired. You know, the body is tired. And in some ways, it means that the meditation was successful. Let me tell you what I mean by that. So your body settled, your mind settled, right? It's settled, like, yeah. And then you probably have some sleep debt. Yes, sounds like. So if the mind and body settles into a calm space of meditation, the sleep debt, if it's big, boop, that's the first thing that gets satisfied. So you succeeded in the mind, in calming and settling the mind, and you had a sleep debt. That's what happens. It is what it is.
Win-win.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. You needed rest. I'm so glad you got rest. Beautiful. And it is 7 o'clock. So thank you so much to all of you for coming to Happy Hour and starting 2019 with kindness. May you all be safe, happy, healthy, and have ease, and share it with all the people that your life comes in contact with. Thank you.